The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio is Ned Flynn from Arion. We're going to be talking about a whole host of things, something that Arion's got coming up next month, as a matter of fact, and then we're going to get in some real topical information. Welcome back, Ned. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you,
Happy
Michael.
New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. So I understand Arion had their Christmas party.
We did.
A little holiday gathering.
Yes, we did. We do it after the holidays. But we had down at the Iowa Event Center. They did a great job down there. It was beautiful. 540 people.
Wow.
Including Tyler here.
Tyler was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. He was dancing up a storm, he said?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. He was there. He was there having a good time. Well, good. Good for you guys. Well, you know, your company has grown exponentially.
You know, it's a good lead-in. I didn't even prompt you on that. I actually literally had a meeting today, and one of the things I wanted to mention for your business update, we were going through our 2017 results, and we did have a really strong year. But of course, we serve small businesses. Well, one of the indications of a good economy, especially in the small business world, is the bonuses that are paid out to employees from mm-hmm. small businesses. And we had December is generally when those get processed, and an absolute record number of bonuses paid by our clients, I'm sure to themselves, but also to employees. So great indicator for small business in Des Moines.
And the reason, ladies and gentlemen, so you know that why Ned knows this, you do lots of the payroll systems for many corporations.
Yes, we handle all of their transactional HR and including payroll, so right. We would generally see that.
So there you go. It's not that Arion just knows this. They know it because they process those things. Well, that's got to bode well.
I think so.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. An interesting tidbit for all of us is the economy continues, even though it's been slow at 1.5 to 2%, it's still been steady for the past 9 years, which is pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know how to, calculate all or tabulate all those results because I feel like certain sectors of business have performed much better mm-hmm. than that, and particularly, I think, small business owners.
Yeah. All right. What are we going to talk about, Joe? What do you got going on?
I think it's a really interesting topic, and it a little bit ties into this. So, on October the 5th of 17, the New York Times published an article revealing at least allegations of Harvey Weinstein and several folks who had stepped forward and just terrible situations. And since that time, there have been – I actually saw an article of all of the similar accusations of individuals from media, business, and politics. And the list was – it was 40-plus.
Oh, my.
Not the same, but very similar situations. And so, the application for businesses in each one of these situations, there was an individual, the perpetrator, who had a perceived or actual position of power,
mm-hmm.
and a victim who had an actual or perceived dependence
on that person. Got it.
And in business, we all have individuals with perceived or actual power and individuals with perceived or actual dependence on those folks.
Mm-hmm.
And so as business owners, what can we do to, prevent a similar situation happening at our business?
Good point.
I've got three daughters, and as these allegations came out against various folks, we had many conversations with them to say, you should feel comfortable telling us anything. And as business owners, we've got to foster an environment and a culture that people feel comfortable.
And they can trust.
And trust and share. And so that's kind of the gist of this from, what we can take out of this.
Well, and this has been something that's rocked every sector of our society, as you say, from business to politics to sports, all across. And there's got to be ways in which even nonprofits have been caught up in this as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Where there can be policies and procedures, clearly articulated education for individuals?
Yeah. So, first and foremost, I think the foundation is having a policy of so employees know from the very first day that, number one, it's not tolerated, and number two, that there are various folks within the organization that they can report any situation to. And I think that's where it starts.
And so having those clear-cut delineations with regard to who you can go to, feel comfortable in going, and having that attitude or that environment of trust.
Exactly.
Gets to be,
And beyond that, really it needs contextual training because, I mean, it's easy to say, hey, that would never happen at our organization. But we had I talked to Ann right before I came down, Ann Barry, our VP of HR, who
right.
wrote
we've
the
had
blog.
Her, we've had her on the program before.
She's a great resource. But, you know, we had a client recently where an individual was actually a principal, a minority owner, was having a relationship with a staff member, and several folks within the organization were aware of the relationship and didn't feel comfortable reporting it. And when we found out, the owner of the company, the primary owner, became aware of it and called us in to take immediate action. And he was surprised that the staff members didn't feel comfortable coming to him to say, hey, this is going on. And so
that could happen in any business. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not just the kind of the crazy things we heard about in the news.
All right. So Arion's role with all of this is what?
You know, in that situation, and highlights some of the things that we did we recommended in the blog is, you know, we looked at their policies, but of course they already had the policies, but we went through and did some follow-up training. So harassment and sensitivity training to describe what qualifies for harassment and what the right behaviors are. And then we went a step further and did what Ann refers to as civility training. And that's kind of interesting. You know, she describes it as, you know, having a culture of including niceties. I mean, just being respectful. And I think that's the key, is being respectful. Respect for the individual and open to sharing information.
I wonder sometimes if our attraction to so much social media, and I don't mean to blame this on anything, but we get caught perhaps, or individuals can get caught in just this overwhelming anger issue or this non-civility, you know, incivility towards one another. And they can do that in 140 characters on Twitter, or now it's more than that. It's 280, but or on Facebook, and just lash out at somebody and then duck aside and be gone. And so I wonder if that sometimes desensitizes us to being civil in the workplace.
It's clearly one of the, you know, contributors to, you know, a desensitizing. You know, it's not just social media, but
even television programming
and sexual content, and all of those things contribute to it. And, you know, I think it, you know, I'm reading a book by Ray Dalio, and I think, I forget the name of the investment firm, but it's a major investment firm in New York. And he had a culture where, I wouldn't call it nice, but what was expected there was honest and brutal truth. And you were obligated to share your opinions. Mm-hmm. And so in that way, he fostered that culture of respect for the individual and their ideas and information sharing. I think those are the two critical components of it.
We're talking with Ned Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, of Arion. We're talking about a very topical subject that has to do with employees, employers, management people, those with perceived power or those who are susceptible to that perceived power. Can I switch gears on you for just
sure.
a second and ask another question? We had a news story again today, as well as we did last week. And this is something I think that touches on what Arion does. In both instances, one was with the ICN program. It's a state-owned organization where they found that the executive director allegedly was making off with over $300,000 worth of state funds. And the other one was just today from Johnston, Iowa, where an individual there who is now charged with taking thousands of dollars in undeposited funds. That seems to be, you know, it just seems to be all over like this other issue. What is it that, what can businesses do to ensure that maybe that doesn't happen in their business?
Well, first of all, it's way more prominent than we hear
Apparently.
About. In my 20 years, I've heard of, countless number of situations where the business owner, you know, just felt sorry for the employee and never did anything about it. And then that employee goes on to, you know, do the same thing at other employers. So, you know, the basics are, you know, if you have anybody that's going to be handling financial transactions, then, you know, doing background checks, credit checks, those are something that maybe we should do on a recurring basis. And then just pay attention. Things will not add up.
Well, separation of duties, you know, who opens a mail doesn't also do the deposits, those kinds of things as well, I would imagine. And boards need to be, especially in the nonprofit area, need to be much more engaged, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard for a board because you're not in the day-to-day. Your accounting firm is going to give you the internal controls about who should open mail and that sort of thing. But from an HR perspective, clearly on the way in, mm-hmm. making sure that they don't have anything in their past that might be an indicator. I think, you know, from an management interaction standpoint, there's usually something going on with either a dependency or a family medical problem. And just, you know, be aware and have open discussions about it. And, you know, even tying it back to this, you know, just that open door, engaged with your employees culture is going to help prevent a lot of situations, whether it be, you know, theft or embezzlement, or, you know, some horrible atrocity happening in your business that you're not aware of.
One of the other things that Ariane does is you have upcoming, because I got the postcard on it, mm-hmm. interestingly enough. You've got something upcoming in February?
Yeah, well, and it's these kinds of topics that executive directors are in. So we have several nonprofits, well over 100 nonprofit organizations that are clients. So last quarter, we started the first of a series of nonprofit executive director training sessions, mm-hmm. or information sessions. And so the session we're going to have on February 22nd at Ariane is going to deal with some risk management topics. What we've done at Ariane is to launch a program to help us deal with things like workplace violence. And so we've mapped out what a workflow would look like in the event of, say, a shooter coming to the workplace. Hmm. And then we go through regular training sessions of, hey, this is what you do. This is what you don't do. And we even had a mock event where we didn't tell anyone. We just said, hey, there's an active shooter. And everybody was supposed to do what they, you know, were
trained
to
do. Yeah.
But, you know, maybe in reaction to what we heard about at the beginning of the year, which was, you know, some of these natural disasters that happened and how that, you know, how organizations were or were not prepared for that. And then how that, you know, I think about not so much hospitals, but some of the care facilities where
there were people in Florida that
were put in harm's way, yes. and the company wasn't prepared to deal with it. And how that affected their reputation. And so there's a real need for just being prepared for the possibility of something happening, and that's what we're going to talk about.
And when you're talking about risk management, you're also talking about a way that if something does happen, how does the nonprofit or the entity continue operations after that to mitigate whatever damages there might be?
Yes, yes. I mean, how do you know, everything from how do you maintain operations, what can be down, what can't be down, what do you need to focus on first, all the way to, you know, how do you, you know, take care of, sure. all of the employees, even know where they are.
Wow. Ned Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, from Ariane. And now you're taking, registration for that now?
Yes, we are. And it's on the website. So we'll give you the details on it. Right. Yeah.
Wow. So if you're a nonprofit executive, this is one of those things that Ariane does on a regular basis. You might want to consider registering for this. And they don't have to be Ariane clients, correct?
Do not have to be Ariane clients. And we're not going to stand there at the door with a bowl for your business card. It's informational. Again, our belief is that if we provide good education and valuable resources, that when there's a need, that they'll reach out. But no, they don't have to be a client, and we're not going to follow them out the door and try to get their phone number.
Right, I understand. Ned Flynn from Ariane, ladies and gentlemen. We will have links up to that registration page on our radio blog. And today we've been talking about some really topical issues, workplace harassment, perceived harassment, power, speaking truth to power, how you mitigate those things, what kinds of things you should do and perhaps not do, and also talking about financial security for your profit or nonprofit. Good stuff. Always timely, sir.
Always enjoy it.
There's
Thank
always
you.
Something going on. Ned Flynn from Aurion. If you missed all or part of that conversation, we will have it all up on our radio blog. We're going to take a step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. I can tell you this, when the senators in the United States Senate said, hey, we're going to put things back on track, so too did Wall Street get back on track. We'll tell you the numbers next.